Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. A saying in emergency medicine is that hypothermic patients aren't dead until they're warm and dead. This is because patients have been known to survive long downtimes when they're hypothermic. There are documented cases of patients in cold water drowning that have been underwater for over 30 minutes who are rewarmed, successfully resuscitated, and subsequently discharged from the hospital with little to no brain damage. Hypothermia is one of the H's in our reversible H&T causes of cardiac arrest and is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. Let's begin by saying that, for purposes of discussing reversible causes of cardiac arrest, we're discussing accidental hypothermia. When a patient's core temperature drops below 96.8 degrees Fahrenheit, or 36 degrees Celsius, we say that they are hypothermic. As the body's temperature drops below 36 degrees Celsius, hypothermia may further be classified as moderate or severe. Moderate if the patient's body core temperature is between 30 and 34 degrees Celsius, and severe if it's below 30. Because medications tend not to circulate and metabolize in cases of severe hypothermia, for patients with a body core temp less than 30 degrees Celsius, we do not give antiarrhythmic medications such as lidocaine or amiodarone. Our primary functions for these patients are aimed at keeping vital organs alive with good CPR, defibrillating V-fib or pulseless V-tach if present, administering only epinephrine, and rewarming the patient's core as rapidly as possible. Rewarming patients with severe hypothermia usually involves invasive procedures so that we can rewarm the body's core. Some examples of rewarming interventions may include administration of warm IV fluids, warm humidified oxygen, body cavity lavage, and placing the patient on a heart-lung bypass. In severe hypothermia, we should not attempt passive or external rewarming. Warming the body from the outside can lead to rewarming shock in severe acidosis. Hypothermic patients with a body core temp over 30 degrees Celsius have moderate hypothermia. For these patients, we follow our usual ACLS algorithms and provide good CPR, defibs, and medications, including antiarrhythmics, as usual. Additionally, we should begin actively rewarming the patient. External warming actions, such as removing cold, wet clothing and draping the patient in a warm blanket, may be helpful for patients with moderate hypothermia and can be started pre-hospital if local protocols allow. Because cold water drowning in hypothermic patients have been known to survive long downtimes with little to no brain damage, in both moderate and severe hypothermia, we should continue resuscitation efforts until the patient has been rewarmed to a core temperature of at least 36 degrees Celsius. If you found value in today's tip on hypothermia as an H&T cause of cardiac arrest, consider giving back with a donation via the link in the episode notes, or take a few seconds to share PASS ACLS tip of the day with your classmates and coworkers on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.